time of the hour, y'all. Kelly Rowland is in the building. Oh!
My name, Lil Doubt. I'm with y'all, Liz. Hungry.
You want some milk?
Y'all got something to eat? You want some milk?
Kelly Rowland is in the building.
Yes, yes, yes. You got your new album that's going to be released in June 2013, Talk yes. A Good Game. Everybody's yes. talking about your hot new single, Kisses Down Low. Yes. So do you think you have, I don't even want to say found your niche, because you're all over the place. I turned on the TV one day. It was a movie I saw you in.
Right.
Yeah. It was a few years back. What was it? The Seat Filler?
The Seat Filler, yeah.
I saw you in that. I was like,
my mommy loves that movie. I love you, mommy. She's listening.
Tell your mommy, but, I said, what's up? Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. You know what? I think that God's timing is perfect above anything. And I think that it's just been an amazing opportunity after the next. And I think you have to be prepared. And I've just had a great team to make sure that I was prepared. And I want to be prepared for whatever God has placed in my path. So.
All right. You know what I forgot about? Remember this hair crack?
What's that?
When our morning show first got jumped off, like when we first started the morning show, you were really like our first live guest.
Was I?
We were in a gym in Fort Worth. And you came down and performed. We were reaching out for you. You came down and performed live. And I think it probably was like, how many people there? It was in Dallas, outside of Dallas.
It was a few thousand people there. Like, people lined up to go see you.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that was the first time we broadcasted live. And it was like, who you want to get? I said, man, I said, Kelly Rowland. I said, please
thank
get Kelly.
No, and they went through. Always been supportive.
Oh, you know, you already know. You know, we like family.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So thank you for that.
No, thank you for always showing
that
love.
That just popped in my head.
And the beautiful thing about you, Kelly, is like, you know, you always have a certain grace and poise about yourself.
Thank you.
Know what I'm saying? And like, you know, Destiny's Child was such a big situation, and to see you find success, not just one time after that, but to see you do it again, it seems like you got so many records right now that's popping.
Thank you. Well, I can't, I have to really boast real quick. I can't wait till y'all hear this new album. I am
really
so excited. Between Dream, between Pharrell, between Kevin Kossom, between Harmony.
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Kossom.
No, I'm just playing.
That'd be ill if he was in the pool.
The bodyguard.
No, we're not making any bodyguard situation. But no, Kevin Kossom, he's a new writer, and he's written so many choruses for so many people, and he has his own style, and he actually helped with the foundation of the record between him and Harmony, Seven, myself, and Courtney Harrell. So Seven, the artist, is also.
Kevin Kossom, he's like a white dude, plays guitar, right?
No, stop it. It's Kevin Kossom.
No, but there's a dude who's down with Young Money, and he had when I... Oh, Rob. Yes,
that's, No, that's not him.
They got similar names.
He's lovely and talented, but no, that's not him. This is a tall, chocolate, handsome man.
So what record stands out on this particular album that you're really excited about that you know is going to be a home run?
To be honest, I swear I'm not just saying this, but it's like four. I'm just crazy about. And then certain ones are like slower. And like, it was the first time that I turned on the radio and I heard R&B. I wanted that whole feeling.
Right.
The whole album. The first time I heard New Edition, the first time I heard Pebbles, the first time I heard Babyface, like all those feelings, I was like, I want to feel that when I listen to my record, that excitement, that,
right.
You know, you salivating at the mouth over R&B.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Because Kisses Down Low, you know, all that, it comes over me.
And you know, Kelly, since he said that too, I wanted to ask you, what inspired that song, Kisses Down Low? Because I love it. It's my favorite.
What you think?
She went out on a date. She went on a date with a midget.
Thank you. She started laughing like a skinny girl. That's so cute. She covering her face.
No, what inspired it, Kelly? I love it.
She went out with a midget one night.
So we're talking to Kelly Rowland. Let's just take it back a few weeks and let's talk about the Super Bowl for a minute.
Okay.
What is it like when you and your girls are back together? Two-part question.
Uh-huh.
Was it scary going out on your own doing, you know, your solo? Like when you think about your album and it's you by yourself versus the group.
Of course.
And then.
Scary.
And what was it like when you, on that stage at the Super Bowl, popping up at that, girl, that was so live.
The crazy thing is, I remember all the rehearsals and everything, but as soon as we popped on stage, I don't remember what happened. Like, when we finished the performance.
Well, you did good, just so you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure
but we
did.
Didn't know what happened until actually all of us went back and looked at the tape of it. And they were like, this was incredible. The lights went off. And we said the lights went off. Like, we didn't have a clue about what happened. We just had a good time.
That's what it is. Time right now is 26 minutes before the top of the hour. Kelly Rowland is in the building.
Yeah. You know, it went to a whole nother level when you popped up on stage. And then I'm sitting up here taking pictures of the TV. I'm talking about putting it out.
I love you too, like, Ricky. I love you too.
We're going to start an organization. We're going to crown you president of all the bowleg chicks. What can we name it? Like, you, Ebony Bowleg?
Well, you said I used to be.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, she got her knees kind of. No, you still. About,
he said my knees got bad. Ain't that you raggedy bastard.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.